Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to his Marcus Radio Show. Brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
Yes, you definitely are marvelous today. Hello, everybody. How are you doing, everyone? This is the biggest 3-day weekend online. This is the Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man, Derek Barrett here. How's everyone doing right now? I hope you have a great, this is a great way to start your Friday. And I just want to give out a happy birthday wish. That's a belated birthday, but I'm going to go ahead and give one anyway. A happy birthday wish to Mr. Stevie Wonder. He's turning 65, but he doesn't look it, though. Just want to let you know he don't look it at all past 64. Anyway, here's Stevie Wonder in his very first hit, Fingertips, Part 2. Over 50 years ago, 52 years ago, as a matter of fact. Stevie Wonder was just 12 years old when he made that song, Fingertips, Part 1 and Part 2. Actually, they only play Part 2 because it has a lot of, Part 1 has a lot of intro and all the guys, you know, from the Motown Review, because it was actually, it was a live performance, as you can hear. But I'm glad everyone's doing okay, doing well this wonderful Friday afternoon. Of course, it's if you just tuned in, this is the It's Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man here, Derek Barrett here, the host of this show. Marvella's out on assignment. She's doing some spoken word on the tour. I hope she does well. And you know, we're quoting that all the people from the Marvelous the Marvelous Radio Show will be pulling for you when you're whether you're doing your thing. Hope you're enjoying this wonderful sunshine while we still have it right now, because it may get a little bit. It was like really sunny this past weekend, and it was raining the weekend before that. So we're going to get a little mixture of both. It's partly cloudy right now. It's 82 degrees right now and sunny, with a high of 84 and a low of 64 degrees for all our Central Georgia, Middle Georgia listeners. For Saturday, tomorrow is going to be a little bit warmer. It's going to be it's going to be also sunny with a little bit of cloudiness, with a high of 87 degrees for the high and 66 degrees for the low. And rounding off the weekend, it's going to be really rainy and wet for Sunday. Afternoon is going to be high. The high is going to be 89 degrees, and the low for Sunday night will be 67. So it's going to be all 80s in the day and all 60s at night. Just to let you know, those are two good decades, if I may say so myself. So I hope you're enjoying yourselves. And just in case, you may want to get some galoshes or something, just in case, because it may have some isolated showers later today. We have some stories, a whole lot of stories, especially about the NBA playoffs, and particularly there's another earthquake that happened recently over in Nepal, where they just had an earthquake last month, and you had close to over 8,000 people dead in the last one. Just had some more news about that. Also, had some other stories to talk about, other things going on. Of course, I'll go ahead and start off with the breaking news. This is from CNN, that Zokar Shwarnov, the lone surviving brother of the terrorists who bombed the Boston Marathon last year, he has been found sentenced to death by the jury. He's been found sentenced to death. A lot of people, obviously, it was, I'm not saying it was exactly a slam dunk, but it was definitely pretty much more likely to end as a death sentence. Granted, even though the sentence was pretty much, the punishment did fit the crime, although a lot of, I am kind of worried myself, because the thing is, since he's received the death penalty, his terrorist connections are going to consider him a hero, actually a martyr, as a matter of fact. And that's the only bad part about it, is that he gets the bad part about him getting the death penalty, that he's going to be considered a hero and a martyr, when it probably would have been better off had he gotten, you know, a life sentence with no parole. Therefore, he would have just lived, kept on living he wouldn't be considered a martyr. But if he's going to be executed, oh, now he's going to be a hero. Even though if he was stayed in jail, I guess they gave him the death penalty because, well, if he gets life without parole, he's still going to die in prison, and then some will still consider him a martyr. So I guess, he's going to die either way, so might as well just get it over with, just get him out. But nevertheless, Zokar Swarnev, the Boston Marathon bomber, has been found guilty. Well, not just found guilty, he's going to be receiving the death penalty for his crimes. Also, want to get into the, on some lighter stuff, lighter news. I want to get on to the NBA playoffs. More about the NBA playoffs. The Cleveland Cavaliers punched their ticket to the NBA Eastern Conference Finals last night. They finally, the Cleveland Cavaliers superstar LeBron James got plenty of help from a supporting cast in the Cavaliers' 94-73 victory over the Chicago Bulls. With the win, the Cavs completed a 4-2 triumph over the Bulls in their best-of-seven second-round series and will now face either the Atlanta Hawks or the Washington Wizards for a place in the NBA Finals. So they're going to be having the Eastern Conference Finals sometime, I guess, Sunday. I think it probably would be Sunday because the Atlanta Hawks have a game against the Washington Wizards 7 o'clock, actually 7 o'clock tonight at Washington at 7 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN. And I guess it's a do-or-die situation for the Washington Wizards because they are they have been out. They're now it's this is game six is they're the Hawks are in the lead 3-2. So this is a do or die situation. If the Washington Wizards win, they will force a game seven. If the Hawks win tonight, they will go to the Eastern Conference Finals, play against the Cleveland Cavaliers. But now for the Rocket, for the Western, the West Coast, the Western Conference Championship. So far, the Rockets forced. The Rockets had put a stunning comeback against the Clippers, erasing a 19-point third quarter deficit to shock the Clippers and beat them 119-107 and force a decisive Game 7 back in Houston this past Sunday. So basically, they're now 3-3, and there's a Game 7. And it looks like Coach Rivers, who's the coach of the Clippers, is basically it's to do with that situation over there. So they're going to make sure they're going to do what they got to do tonight. Actually, do they have a game tonight? No, they don't have a game. They have a game, I think they have a game tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they have a game tomorrow. Game 7 will be tomorrow. And Atlanta versus Washington are going to be playing tonight at Washington on ESPN at 7 p.m. You can get check your listings to check it out in your area. And also also for the Western Conference NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors will be playing against Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies. They're going to have a Game 6 of Memphis tonight at 9:30 p.m. on ESPN. So definitely it's going to be a really – there's going to be all eyes glued to the NBA playoffs on ESPN. Tonight, the Hawks versus the Wizards, and later tonight, the Golden State Warriors versus the Memphis Grizzlies. Just want to let you guys know about that. We have some more updates about the second Nepal earthquake, and so far, only a fraction of the aid has been met, according to the UN. And it says that a 7.3 magnitude earthquake shook Nepal again this past Tuesday. And while Nepal struggles with the aftermath of two massive earthquakes that have killed more than 8,000 people, only a fraction of the aid of that country needs has been committed by the international community, according to the United Nations agency said earlier this morning. So far, only 14% of the humanitarian aid sought by the United Nations for the relief effort in Nepal has been met, according to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. That means only $59 million have been committed of the $423 million requested since the first quake struck last month. So the international community needs to do more, the OCHA said. The Leslie Barzag, the public information officer for the OCHA, says that we are not out of the emergency situation yet. There's some 600,000 families have lost their homes in the two earthquakes. Shelter is the minimum for the people to get on with their lives. And today's appeal came as the depth from Tuesday's major earthquake, the second in Nepal in less than 3 weeks, climbed today from up to 117, according to Nepal's home ministry. As the effort continues, the wreckage of a U.S. military helicopter that went missing earlier this week, this past Tuesday evening in the region as it took part in relief efforts for the first quake, was spotted today on a mountainside after intensive searches from the air and on foot. Three bodies have been found with the wreckage, according to the Nepal's defense secretary. The aircraft had six U.S. Marines and two Nepali servicemen. Really sad situation. Very sad situation. Especially since you especially finding out that there's been especially according to the news, that looks like there's no survivors. And I guess I have a more updated version of the Zulfikar Suarnaev verdict of whether or not he was getting the death penalty or life without parole. There's after 10 weeks of heart-wrenching and often gruesome testimony for more than 150 witnesses, including survivors with missing limbs, and an anguished father who spoke of watching his young son die on the sidewalk in front of him, a jury sentenced Zulfikar Suarnaev to the death penalty for his role in the deadly 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. The decision came a little over 2 years after a pair of pressure cooker bombs ripped through a crowd of unsuspecting spectators near the marathon's finish line in April 2013, killing three people and injuring nearly 300 people. Among the injured, 17 amputees, many who took the stand against Suarnaev with bomb shrapnel still embedded in their bodies. The same jury, seven women and five men, convicted Suarnaev on April 8th on all 30 counts related to the bombings, including the shooting death of a Massachusetts Institute of Technology police officer days after the attacks. They then heard roughly 3 weeks of testimony in the penalty phase of the case, in which they were asked to determine whether to sentence Suarnaev to life in prison without parole for the death penalty for his role in the bombings. Though Suarnaev pled not guilty, Judy Clark, his attorney, admitted her client's role on day one of the first phase of the trial in March and repeatedly reiterated it right up until the closing statements in the penalty phase. Clark told jurors, "I'm not asking you to excuse him. There are no excuses. I'm not asking you for sympathy," quote unquote. But Clark did plead for mercy for her client, asking jurors to spare his life in spite of the senseless and catastrophic acts, quote unquote, he committed. She cast Suarnaev, now 21, as a troubled teenager from a dysfunctional family who came under the sway of his radicalized older brother, Tamerlan. The defense argued Tamerlan Suarnaev, who died from wounds sustained during a shootout with police days after the bombing, plotted the attack and built the bombs. And Zulfikar, whose mentally ill parents had abandoned him and was flunking out of college, merely followed. Wow. It says, according to Ms. Clark, says, if not for Tamerlan, this wouldn't happen, quote unquote. Says, she added that Zulfikar would never have done this but for Tamerlan. The tragedy never would have occurred but for Tamerlan. None of it, quote unquote. Though Suarnaev did not take the stand on his behalf and often appeared dispassionate in court, even during the most emotional and horrific testimony, defense called as his final witness Sister Helen Prejean, a Catholic nun and death penalty opponent who inspired the film Dead Man Walking. She told the jury of the several meetings she had with the convicted bomber starting right before the trial and how, at one, he had expressed sympathy for the bombing victim. The nun testified and said that, quote, that he said it emphatically. He said, no one deserves like they did, unquote. But government prosecutors ridiculed Prejean's testimony, implying that she would say anything to prevent the death penalty. Suarnaev's statement to her, they argued, merely echoed a note the bomber left in Watertown, Massachusetts, boat before he was captured, in which he wrote that he didn't like, quote, like killing innocent people, but that it was allowed, quote unquote. Well, he's definitely been found guilty, and he will be getting the death penalty. They don't say when, but he will be getting it someday. Someday. It's 5:19 Eastern Daylight Savings Time. If you just tune in, this is It's Marvelous Radio Show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're here with Derek Barrett here, the D-Man here. I also have some other news. We'll probably go more into detail with it tomorrow. But we had two deaths, just found out two deaths that came out today. B.B. King, the legendary blues singer, as we briefly mentioned earlier this month, was in a hospice at his home. He is now, he has died earlier today. Yes, he did die. Yes, he died earlier today at the age of 89. I'll have more details of it for tomorrow's show and have it, you know, proper, because you could only say so much with only less than 10 minutes left on the show. And also we have here in Middle Georgia, we had just heard about the passing of our former Bibb County Sheriff, Jerry Medina. He died at the age of 73. He died about 10 p.m. two nights ago, on Wednesday night at his home. Bibb County Coroner Leon Jones basically confirmed it, and he died of natural causes. And we will talk more about that. Also, we will talk more about the late Sheriff Jerry Medina as well. Also, have more, probably will include a lot more stories. I know we had some other stories about the two Mississippi police officers that were shot and killed. Looks like we're going to have just a memorial broadcast sometime tomorrow. It is really terrible, all these things going on in this weekend. It's really, really sad, all this stuff is going on. Have some other stories to talk about. I think that we did have one other story, and this was basically the story that I didn't realize it was until today that it was actually this month. Actually, I didn't know actually it was in this state. It was about a Georgia principal fired. Georgia principal fired after black people graduation remark. And this is from CNN. A Georgia CNN through WGA, excuse me, stories from WGXA through CNN, WGXA TV, which is both the Fox affiliate, Fox 24 and ABC 16, both the Fox and ABC affiliates for Macon, Georgia. They have this story through CNN, via CNN. It says a Georgia educator who was caught on camera calling out all the black people, quote unquote, for leaving a graduation ceremony during the valedictorian speech has been fired. In light of recent events, the board of directors of TNT Academy has moved to dismiss Nancy Gordick as principal, says a letter obtained by CNN. Heidi Anderson, chairwoman of the board of directors at TNT Academy in Stone Mountain, signed the letter before sending it to the Gwinnett County chapter of the NAACP, which had called for Gordick's termination. Gordick came under fire after being caught on video scolding attendees of last Friday's ceremony, who said were disruptive, saying into a microphone, "You people are being so rude not to not listen to the speech." Then Alyssa's, "Look who's leaving, all the black people," quote unquote. The remark prompted cries from the audience as graduates stormed off the stage and the valedictorian shrank from the podium. The video spread all across social media over the weekend, bringing calls for Gordick to lose her job. After the uproar began, Gordick apologized, saying, "My emotions got the best of me," quote unquote. She adds on, she wrote into an email to CNN, says, "I deeply apologize for my actions made in the emotional state of trying to let this last student finish his speech. I take a personal interest in the success of every student that comes through our doors without regard to their race, religion, or ethnicity," she wrote in an email to CNN. But the Georgia NAACP said it applauds the Academy's decision to terminate Gordick's employment, saying in a statement, quote, "Beyond the inappropriate remarks, the former principal attempted to legitimize the bizarre episode by claiming, quote, the devil made her do it. The Flip Wilson defense may have worked for a comedian, but not a chief educational official charged with the overall day-to-day management of academic and school operations," quote unquote. Attempts to reach Gordick for comment were unsuccessful yesterday. That several people who were in attendance at the ceremony said Burdue created a hostile environment long before the offending remark. Suzette Walden Cole, who traveled from Colorado to see her nephew graduate, remembers Burdue giving a warning to parents of small children, telling them, quote, if you have babies, you either need to take their mouths shut or get them out of here. Sounds insensitive. Gorda also apparently offered commentary as each student who received a diploma, Tendy said. Some of it was complimentary, Cole said, recalling statements like, this guy was one of the hardest workers I know, or, quote, we're going to see your name in life someday in the future. But for many of the non-white students, Cole remembers Gorda making derisive comments about their academic struggles. As the TNT Academy website describes the school as a college preparatory program that provides credits for a high school diploma through independent study and teacher-assisted instruction. Website says that it has been approved by the Georgia Accrediting Commission, the Chancellor's Office of the University of Georgia, and the Georgia Hope Scholarship Program for non-traditional study centers. And that is pretty much the story. Much credit to WJXA through CNN and their CNN reporters, John Newsom, Karma Hassan, and Emanuela Grinberg contributed to the report. If you haven't heard about this story, it has it talks about this principal who got caught on tape. And I have the video. I'll play a little bit of it, and we'll let you know what caused the ruckus as I play. Here it goes.
That is so rude. Where are you, you little coward? Come on back up here and let's talk.
Y'all get this off the face?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I want to see what's going to happen next.
She was obviously upset, but she did admit and said that she was, you know, elongating the ceremony, which, granted, though, professionally speaking, I mean, you know, she owned it. She pretty much loses her job for it. That's why you got to be careful what you say. You really do. You got to be careful what you say. Well, before I end this show, before I end this broadcast today, because it's getting close to 5:30, I just want to say, I give a happy birthday wish to my cousin, the very lovely Jessica Desiree Gillis Hall. She was Jessica Gillis, now she's Jessica Hall. And want to say congratulations to you, who she just got married last month, and just want to say congratulations to you, not only on your marriage, your marriage, but also happy seeing another birth. So congratulations to you, and I hope you have a very happy birthday today, and I hope you enjoy listening to this broadcast. Jessica, happy birthday, cousin. Happy birthday. Well, that's all that I have right now. Be sure to check us out. Be sure to check us out tomorrow. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock for our next broadcast of this Marvelous Radio Show. If you have some advertising, if you have businesses and you want to advertise with us, don't forget to give me a call at 478-731-1926 or email me at southpaw2k1@yahoo.com. Or you can tweet me at dbarrett478. I hope you continue to listen to us. And I will have some more stories and more current events for this upcoming for tomorrow show, especially a more detailed story of remembering B.B. King, the legendary blues performer who died earlier this morning at the age of 89, just shy of his 90th birthday. And also, we have more stories, more update about the death of our former Bibb County Sheriff, Jerry Medina. Please keep in touch with us. Please stay tuned with us. And please keep on listening to us. Without you, we wouldn't be on the air. And I appreciate your time. Keep checking us out every weekend, every Friday at 5 p.m., every Saturday at 3 p.m., and also every Sunday at 3 p.m., unless otherwise noted. Until next time, on behalf of Marvell Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett, wishing you a wonderful time, not only a wonderful day, but a marvelous day. Have a marvelous Friday, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See you in 22 and a half hours. Take care.